Hi, this is again Volleyball Explained podcast, our edition about the Italian league, which ended yesterday, and Trentino are the new champions of Italy. Today, we are having a very special occasion because our special guest today with me and Ronnie is Asparuchos Paruchov. Thank you for being here, Asparuch, and thank you for accepting the invitation.
Hey. Hi to everybody who's watching us. And I want to say thank you for your invitation, guys. And let's have some fun.
Thank you, Ronnie. Unfortunately, our friend Nicola from Trentino, a great fan of Trento, could not be here with us this evening to comment their triumph. However, we can start and... I hope he will also enjoy when he's able to watch this edition of the podcast. Our concept for this evening, of course, is to start with questions to Asparuch because we have him here. And of course, you can ask your questions in the comments. Also, you can ask, of course, your opinions in the comments in order to share them, and we will then post them and. Either ask Asparuch or just the opinions of the people watching us. But let's start from here with Asparuch. What do you think about the yesterday's final? Probably for the final as a whole, but especially yesterday, Trento beating Lube 3-0 and winning the title for a fifth time.
Well, in general, I think about the series, it was very, very equal between the teams, and most of the games were. Decided like usually in this league with difference in service and reception. So I think yesterday, especially, we saw one game which finished like 3-0, and there was a lot of pressure from Trento on service, and this was basically the big difference because as we all know, both teams have a very good system, very good attack, and difference from the service yesterday. Gave more opportunity to Trento to play more let's say easy, and Lube just had more difficult situations to score, and it was more tough for them.
Ronnie, you can start with question or opinion just because
you're also
very vocal about Lube.
I have some friends playing there, especially you. Of course, you know, Marlon Jan. There is no one that want to lose, and especially a game, a series like this, when you have the entire season with problems, injuries, etc., and drama inside the team. But, you know, there has to be a winner, there has to be a loser. That's sports, that's life. Like Asparu said, Trentino pressure Lube pass from the start. Marlon couldn't reply the performance in the fourth game. Nicolo was the best scorer with 12 points, but he couldn't handle the pressure. I saw a picture of his father in the arena, so he was like close to his son's first final in Italy, which is an amazing result considering this is the first year that Alexander is a professional. So for many players, this means something. Congratulations to Trentino. Thanks God that Nicola is in here because you know how low he is about his team accomplishment. But, you know, I don't want to end this first part of my comment without congratulate Matej Kasiski. I think every, especially for you guys, Bulgarian fans, player, former players, he is an example of hard work and dedication. And it's amazing that at his 38, I believe, he still can play a big matches like this. I think... not only for players, for the young ones that are not professional yet, this can be a good example of what a man can achieve, or woman in this case, a man can achieve in this sport if they work hard. Of course, I know, and we will discuss that later, that Matej is at least in the list of the Bulgarian national team this year. He will try, alongside his comrades, Asparu, one of them, to qualify for the Olympic Games. And I think for the last time, you know, because unfortunately, sport is not forever. This fantasy will be on, or guys like Kaczynski leave, are not forever. So, yeah, I wish that Bulgaria can perform this year better than last year. All the best for the Bulgarian fans. They deserve this as well.
We should, of course, talk about Matej, and I would like to ask Asparu about their collaboration. Correct me if I'm wrong, on two times in Stochnia once, not that very pleasant experience in the Polish team, and then in Verona 2021, something like this, I think.
Well, he joined both of the times with Verona. Just my first season was 2021, if I'm not wrong, I'm not sure exactly. Okay, so first year he joined at the end of the season, exactly before the pandemic started, and then the next season he played all the time. So yeah, also before in Poland, so we played a couple of times together in the teams.
And how is the collaboration in him, and how did he actually help you in developing? Because in that time you are now a young player, but well before three years ago, much younger and inexperienced.
Well, for sure, I think he played a big role for me because. For sure, all the time he was like my idol from when I started, and I followed him a lot, and I liked how he played. I was amazed by what he's doing, you know, in the volleyball court. Then when I met him, I just met also an amazing person, an amazing personality, and we create some good friendship together. So for sure he had a big role in my development, like a player, also like personality, and I can only say thank you to him and for what he did to me.
I was thinking in the last days, including after yesterday, about a certain thing linked to the development in this final series, not only in Italy, but also in Bulgaria, because the statistics and the results, the outcomes of the matches clearly show that in all matches, both in Bulgaria final and in the Italian final, the hosts won all the matches. So the host advantage before the game, before the from the regular season, was essential for the end outcome of the final. And in that regard, I would like to ask you about is that hard to play in Power Trento or in Civitanova? So the respective opponent, Trento and Lubeș, were not able to win there.
Well, in my opinion, most of the players in general feel better in their halls. So where is the hall, the home, you know, like the hall where you practice all the days and you're used to the hall and everything, the atmosphere in the hall. So you're used also to the space, you know, like in the hall, how big it is, where are the walls, seats, you know, like feeling in the court. So I think it's just normal that most players feel better when they play at home than away. And then for sure, when you include your fans, the public, you know, these things multiplies because you feel more and more motivated. Even I think most of the players are really motivated, but you know, having your public alongside with you is like additional 7-8 player, you know, all the time. It's pushing you all the time, nonstop. So yeah, I think it's very important, and it's just normal for, you know, for human beings. All the players, we want to play all the games on the maximum, you know. It doesn't matter home or outside, but just home is like, you know, giving you a little bit push, you know, you're feeling a little bit more confident, I think.
Firstly, if someone from the spectators wants to ask some questions or just to share an opinion, you can do it in the comments. Ronnie, you can also ask, not only to answer if your opinion. So let's go if you like.
No, maybe invite the people, the Bulgarians ones, to write the answer in Bulgarian, because, you know,
if you like,
don't limit the participation because only is in English. Maybe the Bulgarians wants to ask, but we are talking in English. About Asparu said, I talk a lot with Robert Landis Simon, and he often says that there is nothing like home. You know, from the places you go to eat, from the locker room, from the see the same faces on the stands, it's a complete different feeling when you are playing away matches. You know, you have to adapt very fast, and sometimes that's not possible. And even on top of that, sorry. If the other team is very good, it's harder. So I knew that it would be a close series. Kudos to Shibitanova for reaching the fifth game. But at the end of the day, let's go. Come on, Trentino was a better team in almost all the aspects. I think the performance of Nikolov and Jant, especially in the second half of the season, made a little change in Lube performance this year. But at the end of the day, for me, it after Perugia disappointment, it was Piacenza or Trentino. And Trentino ended winning over Piacenza. So, yeah, they were my favorites. I want to ask Asparuho, because he is already like a professional 4 years, 5 years. I don't remember.
Since 2018, yeah.
Yeah, since you go out from Montana, like it has been like five. Okay, so in all those teams that you have been playing for, you find something different in at level of organizations. I mean, I'm not talking about specific persons, but you know how a team works. You have been playing for Verona, and now you play for Padova. It is too much difference, or you feel that it's like the same. I don't want to put you in a situation that maybe you get in trouble for saying anything, but you know, small difference. Okay, the food is better here.
No. To be serious and to say what is, in my opinion, I have been lucky to be also in places where people all the time pushed, you know, to have better atmosphere for the players, for themselves to work and stuff like this. So I think in all of these places where I have been, Bulgaria, Poland, Italy, all the people that I met work for the club were really professional. They pushed a lot to have very good conditions for the players to think most of the time as much as more for volleyball, you know, to not get distracted about stuff like this, you know, stuff outside the hall. So, all the teams that I have been, they had like good organization from just from zero to all the things, you know, they were well organized, people worked, and I think, yeah, for sure there is difference, because teams outside Bulgaria, or maybe now, is a little bit more different, because before, you know, let's say financial stuff was different than now, and clubs didn't have possibility to have a lot of people alongside the team, but you know, the teams in outside Bulgaria, they have this possibility. So you have more people that are responsible for the team around it, to, for, you know, the hall and everything to be prepared. So yeah, I think there is a small difference, but it's important also that people are working around the club, you know, push to have the best for the players and for themselves.
We have a question from Peter Filipov. Tell us about the training practices with the different teams and coaches. And since I believe that the question is a little bit too general, I will try to a little bit to limit it to, can you make some kind of a comparison between this season and the last season, between Verona and Padova, between, including between Radostojcev and Kutini? Not data of organization, but as an attitude in the trainings, how to explain it as working with communication with the players and so on.
Okay, so I think probably biggest difference is going to be in the atmosphere that they create. So Rado, let's say he wants to push the players to the maximum nonstop and to give 100% all the time, even, you know, to try to do it nonstop. And even if they don't feel, you know, so good, maybe physically, they need to push all the time, doesn't matter. And I think Jacopo is a coach who wants it also, but is not going to be, you know, like, to put you pressure if something doesn't happen and stuff like this. So this is the biggest difference, but this is normal. Every person is different in his methods and everything. So it's just different atmosphere from personality.
And talking about part of Oni, do you want to add something or to ask another question? Because
no.
Yeah,
I always find like a little bit out of the context, you know, because player might have different opinions about one coach and the other one, but fans can, you know, speak freely about whatever they have in mind because they don't work for those person. But I think Asparuh is of course very professional in talking the different situation that he has been or experienced, but you know, of course there are more difference that we will not discuss here, because come on, every season you play, some things change. No matter if it is the same coach, the objectives are different, the goals are different, which is the same, the teammates will be different for sure. And you have to adapt continually to a different situation. And I don't mind volleyball players because of that. Because in other sports, you have the same thing, let's say, for 1, 2, 3 seasons. And you don't know in volleyball, like, for example, now, Asparuh doesn't know who will going to be in the next year in his club or what club he will go. So you have to adapt fast and treat other people according to what you see on them. So I'm making a mess right here, but he gets me what I'm trying to say. So I admire volleyball players because of that. So another question that I had for him is, you have been playing, of course, in Bulgaria and Poland. People often say that Polish Plus Liga is the best right now because they managed to put two teams in Champions League finals. But I'm one of those guys that think Italy is still the best league in the world. Can you like give me your take on this subject quickly? For why you think Italy is still the best, or I think right now it's tied, something like that.
Well, I think it's pretty difficult to say, What I can say for the Italian league, because it's in front of my eyes all the time, is that I think the median level of the league has never been so high. I think as long as I know, you know. So I think it's never been so high, the medium level. I cannot speak about the top level because I'm not sure, but I think the medium level is higher than before. And also, I think it was never been so competitive, or if it was been so competitive, it was a long time ago. But I mean, like, now there are 12 teams, extremely competitive all the time, almost no easy games. Probably for the top teams now in the league, I mean, for example, the teams that played semifinals and finals, yeah, maybe sometimes there is an easier game. But for all the other teams, no. It's just all the time, every game is 100%. And for Poland, I don't have the possibility to follow it so much because games are played pretty much in the same time, so it's more difficult for me. But yeah, for sure, the league is very, very high. Thinking about the players that are playing in the league, I can say that is pretty equal. Maybe in Italy there are a few more teams on the same level, like medium, than a little bit more teams than plus league.
And in this regard, how do you assess your season and the season of Padova in general?
Well, I'm this kind of player that is it's difficult to be happy, you know. Thinking about what we achieved, I can say, okay, we achieved what we wanted. I mean, our objective was to be in front of all the teams that are fighting for not going in A2. So I think we accomplished it. I think we had the possibility to arrive a little bit higher with the points, because we lost a few points here and there that we could have done better, because taking one or two more victories could have increased the morale of the team a little bit more. But I think we had an okay season, a good season for the objective that we put. And yeah, I think it was a positive season for all the players of the team.
And when we're talking about Padova, I believe it was a pretty interesting even before the season, because the team gathered four, I would say, very competitive outside hitters, you and Ran Takahashi and Gardini's junior, Davide Gardini, and Desmet. And during the season, I saw this some kind of a rotation all the time. I was happy during this time with your role in this rotation.
Well, I don't know. It's difficult to say, because I think most players want to play all the time. Nobody wants to stay on the bench. So you're never, you know, happy if you stay outside. But as long as the team is winning, you need to accept it and to give your best for the team. And my mentality is that even if I stay outside, as long as I have the possibility to enter, and I try to give my best to my team to win, doesn't matter. I cannot get sad because I don't play, I don't start, or stuff like this. This doesn't exist. So yeah, I think it's good if you start, but whenever you don't start, you just need to wait your moment to go inside and to help your team to win, because this is the most important at the end.
Ronnie, did you want to?
No. Yeah. I so far the answers that Asparuhov give us, teach us and help us to understand how hard can be sometimes to be a professional volleyball player. You know, and fans, average fans, entry level fans, and more like, you know, people that follow this sport like for more than 10 years, think that it is easy to criticize sometimes. Why has Paruv don't pass well the ball? Why he cannot spark over triple block? Man, everyone wants to win. There is no easy take on triple block, double block. Even the one-on-one are hard sometimes when you have to decide a set or a game. And this is why I don't in the past, yes, of course, but right now I don't judge anymore or try to say some silly comments about I think this player, I don't think shit. Sorry for the word, but I don't think nothing because every player is an universe. Every player has his own characteristic. Some of them are taller, some of them are smaller, others rely on his technique to surpass double or triple, others only brute force like us Cuban, not me. My conference, you know, but and it's interesting so far see how or try to see how a volleyball player think in different situation. Like for example, next year you don't have your situation clear or you will stay in. You cannot say. This is our question. You cannot say yet.
Yeah, I can say it.
Okay.
I don't know, so I cannot tell you.
Okay. No, but for example, I have friends that doesn't know what is going to happen if they perform bad in a season, because sometimes players think that okay, don't worry about it. Next season will be a different story. This might be true for some individual, you know, for some individuals. Others not so much. And it is a stress, you know. I think you feel the same sometimes when you have a big match coming up and you think, okay, I have to perform well because I need next year to get a big contract. Or what is your approach to an important game? Do you think a lot or, okay, let's go?
Okay, first of all, I think it's... thinking about next year is not okay, because you are now in this year, you are in this season, you are following what you want to achieve, you know, you're aiming in your goals, you know what you want to do, so you cannot think about next year and stuff like this. Next year is going to be, you know, it's sometimes the circumstances are like this, that even if you play good, maybe you don't have the best possibility or even the opposite, you play bad, but you still have a good chance to go somewhere in a good place. So it's, it's a mix of different circumstances, but I don't think that the players need to occupy their brains with, you know, in mind with these things. You need to focus on your, the things that you're doing now, your work during the week for the game that is coming. You know, working, preparing yourself for the game. You know, you have your game plan. You work on your personal game plan, what you want to do, that maybe you will need to do against this team, because all teams have some of their weak points, so you want to try to use them. And, you need to focus on stuff like this, not on what's going to be in the future, you know. Think about how to win the moment now.
The only reason I asked you this is because a lot of maybe not now, but in the future, a lot of young players will watch this, and everybody wants to play in Italy. Everybody wants to play in a world championship or, let's say, BNL, maybe not so much, maybe Olympic Games. And they need to understand to separate two different things. You are here because it's the thing that you love, of course, but not try to think too much in the money that you will make or sometimes in the things that you will play. Sometimes young players, inexperienced ones, go to a big team and they think is okay because they are, you know, Perugia or Lube, but they don't have time to play, to develop. And a player like you that didn't start in a big team, let's say this, in Italy, when you go to Italy, you started in a medium team, you know, trying to develop more. What do you think about those young players like, for example, Nikolov or Jant, who start at a pretty young age in a big club like that? You know, it is bad for you. Maybe that's a thing that you don't you didn't do in your, because you don't like it. What is your take about that situation, especially?
Okay, so about me personally, what happened with me was like this: I didn't start when I came in Italy. I didn't went to the biggest club, you know, like ranking. But Verona was one of the top 5-6 teams in the league already. I went there with the clear vision that I want to fight to play, and I saw that I have big possibility to play. But the year before, I went to Poland with a team which I knew that playtime is not going to be my objective, because I came from Bulgaria. I was playing okay here, by playing already very well, and I wanted to go higher in the league, in a higher league with the best players possible. And what happened? I went in a team with Matej, with Nicolas Hawk, with setter Lukas Žigado, with second setter
Kurek, I think.
Kurek, yes, and Rusar Libero. And so I went in a team with also middle blockers, Van de Voort. I went in a team with top players. And my idea was to see how these people think, what is their preparation, how they live, because my personality, I'm very professional. I am very serious in what I'm doing. I don't go easy. And I wanted to see what these people are doing to be one of the best in the world. And it was clear in my head that I want to learn from them this year. And yeah, I knew that I will not be able to play because they are in front of me, but I had it clear in my head. I spent there. I was going to spend the whole year, but okay, this thing happened with the team, so I came back to Bulgaria and I started to play again, you know, in Montana. And next year I went to in Italy with the clear vision that I'm going to a place where I want to play. So I don't think that players who go to top teams and don't play need to be judged, especially very young players. They need to be judged bad, because if you look at me, for example, you say, hey, what is this guy doing in Szczecin? Why he's going there? You know, he's never going to play. But you don't know why I'm going there. You know, what is my opinion, why I want to go there? Maybe it's my opinion is that I want to learn before I go on the best place, Italy, for example. I wanted to learn. I went there. I spent a few months, even the whole year. I wanted to learn. So maybe judging the players about these decisions is not... It's not so good. So everybody wants to take his road and find the situation, you know, a way to go on the top place. It's not the money that I think the thing that is important is that young players don't aim for the money. They aim to be on the best place possible to develop themselves like players and like personalities, because this is very important also. So yeah, this is my, I would say just to the young people, don't aim for the money, go and find your best place to develop. Yeah, maybe you don't play, but you have in my situation, Matej and company. In other situation could be Leon and company, you know, so it's not always going to be possible that you play, but you know, you need to have a clear vision, a plan in front of yourself for this year, for the next year, for the next year, you know, stuff like this, what you want to achieve.
Probably here is again the place to encourage people to ask their questions. And like Ronnie said, if you are not that...
I would say that if people want to ask also in Bulgarian, we can have some... We can also answer in Bulgarian.
So. Yes, I can also... That's exactly what I would like. But... first of all, when you were the guest in the podcast, but the other form in the podcast in First Tempo, that's was how many 2 years ago, three years ago, I think. I ask you about the problem of Italians with your name for 3-4 years. How are they now learning your name to spell it? Not to spell it, but
it's better. It's better. It's better. I would say that most people now know my name and they know how to say it. So I'm happy about this.
Because I believe that I was in you during your first season. That was in 2019. Yeah, in Verona before the COVID pandemic, and the dictator in the speaker in the hall. She was struggling with that. And there are some questions about the plans, but just here one comment from Dayami Sanchez Savon. I agree with him. Some players just thinking about money, and in this young age, the more important is to grow up. Exactly.
That's another professional player. She plays last season in Spain, but also had experience in France. A good follower, and I would like to say friend of my circle, you know. But yeah, continue, Bodan, sorry.
Because there is a question from Todor Shishkov about your plans for the next couple of years, I'd like you to add something, because in our podcast, after the let's say the Neftohimik podcast, the champions of Bulgaria, Georgi Petrov just sneaked something about possibility for you, I don't know when exactly, to play in Neftohimik. Is this correct?
Well, I think it was part of the joke because of my comment that I made before. I don't know. Only God knows.
And I have a traditional question to ask in any of our Italian podcasts. It doesn't matter if Ronnie is here or Nicola or somebody other. But can you tell us in your estimation, the positive and the negative surprise of the season? It could be a team as a whole. It could be a player also.
You mean like somebody that
overperformed, let's say, or underperformed a player or team? I don't think it could be something different.
No, I cannot say that somebody underperformed himself. Just sometimes you have you cannot arrive in your best shape at the most important moment, or you just mentally you don't feel good. People need to understand that players on top level have extremely big pressure mentally, extremely big, and it's very difficult to load out this pressure. You need to speak with somebody, it could be your family or something like this, or you find your own way to release the pressure. Yeah, people don't care about this, but yeah, it's part of the game. Pressure is really big part of the game. Some players cannot adapt to it, and they have struggle, but absolutely, it's absolutely normal. Everybody is going through this way. There is nobody that is playing without pressure, and it's just like this. I would say my biggest surprise, I cannot say surprise, but I didn't. For example, when we played, I played this year with Ran. I played against him in the national team before, but I didn't follow him so much up close. And this year, I saw a player with amazing personality on court and amazing technique that is just perfect, also for his physical, you know, like. What he has been given by God and what he has worked for, you know. So he had amazing technique, amazing jump and amazing speed. So he was crazy, and I think all the league saw it, what he can do with the ball. Basically, he's like, you know, like we say, he likes to sleep with the ball under the pillow. It's crazy. Like, the ball is always, almost all the time, is going exactly where he wants. So for me, this was a big thing to see him, to try to study him every day when we make practice reception, and stuff like this. Defense, I try to study him all the time because his technique is absolutely perfect. Even on this age, he's 1 year younger than me, and he's absolutely amazing. So I think he was this year's league most incredible thing. And for sure, Alex also made a season that it's going to be remembered because he started to play more and more confident. And we just saw that at one moment he was pulling his team really hard forward. So I'm happy for both of my friends. And I wish them best of the luck and best of the things.
One more comment from Peter Filipov. About your career, and are you going to play as an outside hitter or opposite? Do you have a favorite team that you'd like to play with? Because I believe that this question is linked to the fact that in some of the last games you played also as an opposite. Do you feel comfortable in this role?
Let's say I feel comfortable in both roles because it's. For example, let's say it like this opposite. I don't say it's more easy for me, but I feel less, let's say, pressure because I need to think about attack, service, you know, my stronger things and not to worry about reception. And even if I have a good day, you know, I feel good in reception, it's not the same. You always have to think now is the moment I need to keep the ball and stuff like this. And when you're opposite, you need to think how to score, which is more, I think, natural for every person, because when you start to play volleyball, you want to score the points you don't want to receive. So it's pretty normal for everybody. But I feel both, I feel comfortable on both roles. So I think for one position four player like me that is more physical, it's very good to have to be able to play on both positions. But my priority is to play position four for now, because I love this role. I want to try to become one of the best players on this role, which means that I need to develop myself like a player in each element, not one, two, three elements, each element. And this is my goal like a player. I know that I will need a lot of time for this, but this is my goal. And I think that for opposite, I can start to play if I'm not happy with what I'm achieving like outside hitter, but yeah, my priority is to play position four.
In this regard, I can't remember who said it, but that there are some players, outside hitters who are feeling more comfortable when they receive. Do you know that type of players? I mean, someone's.
What you mean when he?
They're comfortable when they're receiving. They're playing better when they receive enough amount of balls or something like this. I think I could not remember who said it, but
I know a lot of players like this. The reason for this is because they feel in the game in the zone all the time. I like this also, you know. If somebody is not serving on you, means that probably they don't want to search you on reception. You're having a good job and they saw it before. So it's absolutely normal. When you receive, when you do all the things, you feel hot all the time. And yeah, sometimes you can have problems and you say maybe somebody don't want to be served on him. But also, in my opinion, for me, it's better when I touch the ball more time, you know. It's normal.
Okay, one more comment from Dayame. The pressure in our career is normal, just not all players know how to hold on. That's why in the high-performance sport, it's very important to have support from family, friends, coach, teammates, psychologists, etc. Do you use a psychologist?
Yeah, I think last year I was working with Manna. Mental coach, because like I told you, I'm very professional, so I want to understand, to learn, to understand how to release all the tension that I have, because I think this is a key for each player to become better. And like I said, top top level athletes in the whole world, they have a lot of pressure, and they need to really think about how to release this pressure, people around them, staff, etc., you know, stuff like this, people like this, to help them do it. And like this, you're going to have the biggest achievements, I think. And it should not be left like this if you see that somebody is not feeling okay, some teammate or some athlete around you, because as we see now in the world, a couple of, I don't know, recently happened with, in athletics, in a lot of sport, there is happening that somebody gets suicide. And this is only because of the pressure, and pressure from life, pressure from sports, you know, normal things that everybody has, but not all people can handle it. So I would say that it's good that we need to think about this stuff.
Actually, we have one more question, which is linked to that topic about the state of mind and psychology. What do you do to keep a positive state of mind after your team has lost a game, Natalina Delchova?
Well, what I do, for me, it's helping that I'm this kind of player that wants every day to push and to develop himself and do better and do better. And when something doesn't happen as the way I want this day and is not, I don't feel happy, I just say to myself, okay, today didn't happen what I wanted. Sometimes I'm frustrated. I'm frustrated from the games, from practice. It's absolutely normal. But this thing, I use this like a fuel that next day when I go in the hall, I try to do my best to become better, to start to feel better, you know, and use it like I said, like a fuel for the next game to go and to do my best to win. So there is no time to be shaky and stuff like this, because sometimes you have two games in a week, sometimes you have one, and you absolutely need to, whenever the game finishes, try to forget it as fast as possible. Good or bad game, doesn't matter. It's important that you go on for the next day.
Ronnie, if you like, please, and probably we can also share some words about the next stage this year. I mean, the national teams.
My next question was gonna be about that, because, you know, do you want to introduce something about that? Something about the okay. Yeah. Because the thing, it I don't understand something. You know, Bulgaria, it is a young team. Most of the athletes are like under 25 years old. But they have like all of them or play in Bulgaria, in Italy, or in a big club, you know. So you have opposites, you have outside hitters. Maybe the center position is not too developed, and the libero also, but of course, you guys always has been good in middle blockers. So my thing is, why, what happened with Bulgarian national team? Besides all the common opinions, you know, it is hard to win. It's something about the group. I don't know. Maybe this is a personal question. You know, maybe there is no easy way to answer this and please everyone. But, you know, I see you guys with a potential better than other European teams, but there is something missing in there. And now I asked the expert, the one that has been playing for Bulgaria now like more than 5 years, something, 4 years. What's going on? What's your plan? What we can expect this international season?
Well, this is, like you said, it's pretty difficult question to give answer, what happened and stuff like this. I would say that it's very good if our team focuses on creating and learning how to play volleyball as the modern way. So use play replay sometimes, you know, try to keep the ball in the in our court when the ball is not so good, you know, not push 100% everybody to score and stuff like this. Because now in these days in volleyball, sometimes you hit with full power 120-30 kilometers in the court and the ball is not going on the ground. So you need to we need to learn how to play like the big teams that are playing now, because like you said, our team is very physical with young guys with big potential, and we just need to have to learn how to play together and how to develop our style of the team. And I think this is going to help us start to win against very, very interesting and big opponents in the recent future. So I think we have very good atmosphere, because it's obvious that the players that are the young players and the people that are in the team, they are very good personalities, and people see it and know it. So I think we have good collective. Just we need to find our way to win the difficult situations that you have in every game, because of service of the opponent or attack, or doesn't matter, big block and stuff like this, normal things. We just need to find our way to play effectively.
I think we are approaching the end of the podcast. One more comment from Dayami. I wish you the best, Spruch. I would really like more of young players to have your mentality.
Thank you.
And Ronnie, if you have some final questions.
Nothing. I want to believe that you are going to be in Orleans with your national team to say, and I drop by to say hello and wish you all the best in your career. And thank you for this opportunity. We know that you have a very tight schedule. You have like a national team camp right now or next week. And it isn't easy always to find this like free time to dedicate to the fans, to the media, even if they are not big or they are big, whatever. But yeah, thank you for being humble. Stay there, and I wish you the best of luck this international season.
Thank you very much. And I said, thank you guys for the invitation. For me, it was very interesting and big pleasure to make this podcast with you and to speak about things that it's not possible that all the time we can speak, you know. So It's good that we opened a few subjects that are not very commented, and we had time to speak about it and, you know, to show to our fans what we are doing and it's how it's the our day and you know, life is going on.
Thanks again also from my side. I would like to wish you a lot of luck, firstly now in the camp, secondly in the VNL, and you have also of course European Championship, Olympic qualifiers. Probably the most important thing for a sportsman is being healthy without injuries. And secondly, because we're approaching, as I said, the end of the podcast, I would like to make a small announcement for everybody watching now. Tomorrow we're going to have another podcast with Radoslav Arsov in Bulgarian. I would like to say it explicitly. About the management, the structure, the whole work, the whole process in the Lokomotiv Kaliningrad Women's Academy, where he works, where he's the head coach of the second team. So tomorrow, Bulgarian time, 19:30, 7:30 p.m., we are going to have also live with the possibility for you to ask questions. So I'll of course announce it and put it in the Facebook page and in YouTube for tomorrow, just to make this announcement.
But then I just quickly I wanted to ask Asparu, you already joined the camp, or you will start this weekend, or since you're finishing Padova, you don't touch the ball, right?
Well, I finished very recently, so I had 2-3 days free. I already joined the camp.
Two, three days. Yeah, only.
it's like this, you know. It's like this. So okay. It's all the time is like this. Yeah, some guys have more time for rest. Some guys don't have time to rest. It's not possible that everybody has this time of rest. But for me, it's okay. I'm used to this, and I'm not this kind of personality that is going to go for 3 weeks on holiday. So,
but at some point, so it's like this. At some point of your career, you expect them to give you more time because you cannot, like, let's say.
Probably, I don't know. Probably, I don't know. For now, I'm focused on developing myself all the time. Yeah, I try to clean my head for a few days when it's possible, because it's very important for me. I think for everybody. So. Yeah, it's like this, you know, you don't have always time to.
okay. That's why I ask you, because we have a few problems in your national team, like players that ended like 1 month ago or 3 weeks ago, and they are not in Cuba. They like to spend their money in Ibiza and something like that. I think everyone is different, you know. Maybe on
normal, like I said, it's part of the game, because we athletes, we non-stop have this pressure, and sometimes you just want to forget it, you know. And like we like to say in Bulgarian, to refresh the hard disk a little bit, to clean the messy stuff. And sometimes when you don't play, you forget your problems and you start to play better. So it's absolutely normal for every player that wants to have a rest and stuff like this. Just sometimes it's not possible, so we need to find a way to adapt.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you again.
Thank you, guys.
Yes, I would like this could be the end. Thank you, Spruch, again. Thanks, Ronnie. Also, of course, I hope that that soon we can also talk with Nicola about his favorite tournament, the VNL. this is one of our internal jokes, let's say, because he's not that big of a fan of this. So, but still, I'm very happy that it will be an international volleyball very soon after this wonderful season, not only in Italy, also in Bulgaria, also in other countries. So, thank you again, and see you all the next time. Bye bye.
Thank you, guys. Bye.